6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Friday, January 3rd, 2025 edition. Joining us on the line right now, long distance traveling man, Cam Jones. He's the new chairman of the Crawford County Republican Committee. Good morning, Cam.
Morning, Randy.
Hey, can you hold that mic a little closer to your mouth?
Sure. Is this better?
That's much better. Appreciate that. Hey, I wanted to have you on the show today because you are the newly elected chair there for Crawford County. And as the newly elected chair, executive committee members looking to grow the party, I wanted you to talk to the folks a little bit about yourself, your background, and what led you to step up and want to volunteer to be the chair of the Crawford County Republicans.
Sure. We'll start from the very beginning.
Hold that right up to your mouth, Cam. Right up to your mouth.
Yeah, okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So from the very beginning, I guess, I grew up in Lansing, stayed there until the ripe old age of 17 when I went in the Army, and I spent 22 years serving our country in the United States Army.
Thank you for your service.
It was my honor to serve. And along the way...
What branch did you serve in?
I had two kids, so we have... our own family that we raised, you know, while we were serving, and then we retired down in Maryland, or I did anyway, and then we went to work down there as well, and I was a government contractor for another 21 years, and after that, when we retired in 2018, we moved up here to the Grayling area, and it's a place where, you know, my heart's always been as far as the outdoors, the fishing, and all that stuff. We spent a lot of time up here when I was a kid and just love the area. So,
great. What branch of service did you serve in?
I was in the Army.
Very good. My dad was in the Army, Fort Campbell, Kentucky. So, yes, excellent. So, basically, retiring up here 2018, did you immediately get involved in the county party when you first moved here in 2018? Is this something new to you? Explain that process to the folks.
Well, I had been involved in politics down in Virginia for quite a number of years, and I started probably back about 2009 down there. And then I got hooked up with a friend down there, and we basically straightened out the Republican Party in Fauquier County down there. I ran for chairman back, I think, in 2012 down there. I lost. Took us three cycles to actually take control of that party down there and get it straightened out. Now it's running great. So I've got some experience there. When we came up here to Michigan, we sought out the Republican committee there, and it was actually quite small. I think the first meeting we went to, there was probably four of us there. So we were in that committee. You know, we've been in the committee since around 2019, I guess. And more than a couple of years ago, I was asked if I wanted to be chair. I really didn't want to take that on right then. Dan Bonamy stepped up and took that on, and he's done a very good job for us expanding the party. Dan's been involved at the state level quite a bit.
Sure.
And in this go around, I had a number of people that I guess decided they were going to put their confidence in me for the next few years. So I said, yes, I will serve. And so here I am. I'm happy to be here. I think we can do some really good stuff. We've got a lot of work in front of us here in Crawford County. Mainly growing the party, that's always a big thing.
Sure.
But also, I see some other things here that we need. We don't really have a good way to communicate in Crawford County, and I want to work on that a little bit. We don't have much of a newspaper. We don't have a radio station. We don't have a TV station or anything like that. So it's hard to get the word out. So we're going to be working on that.
Excellent, excellent. One of the very first things you guys are doing, I've been talking about it on the radio. I have the flyer and a link to the website for tickets. But this coming Monday, January 6th, the electors for the Electoral College will be casting their ballots for Donald Trump. And then 2 weeks later, on January 20th, he'll be inaugurated. And, of course, he'll be going to all of his balls and everything there in Washington, D.C. that night. But the following Friday, January 24th, you guys are actually hosting an inaugural dance. And we have the information for folks. If you're interested in joining the Crawford Republicans, just text me CC for Crawford County. Just CC. No, that's not Canadian Club Whiskey, you guys. It's CC for Crawford County. And I'll send you the flyer and the information. But just basically, Cam, your first event and going to be a fundraiser. And you're looking forward to celebrating Donald Trump's inauguration. That's the basis for your event.
That's right. We wanted to have a fun event. Of course, you know, raising funds is always a good thing, too. So it's kind of a secondary thing. It's actually our second event. We had a very successful event back in April of last year. And we're hoping that we can get quite a few people to come out to this event. If you haven't been to the venue down in Houghton Lake, it's really nice. There'll be a cash bar. We'll be doing hors d'oeuvres throughout the night. And there'll be music by Randy Bishop. We're going to keep politics to a minimum, I guess, and make sure. It more of a fun event, dancing and socializing, and hopefully everybody will come up and have a good time.
Yes. Well, I have over 500 songs stored in my computer for my dance library, and I also am going to be able to tie into their internet there at the hall and take requests throughout the evening. So anybody wants a particular song played they would like dancing to. I, of course, get inundated all the time. I get these line dancing songs like Macarena and all these other things. So slow dancing. I end the night with a really nice tribute by the orchestra that was actually on WABC Radio back in 1939. And amazing rendition of God Bless America. So we're excited about it and going to have the sound system set up for you guys down there. But basically, Cam, we got through this election. Things went well for the Republicans here in Michigan, pretty much outside of the U.S. Senate race. But they took back the majority in the Republican House. Donald Trump, of course, won Michigan. And everybody, I think, very excited about heading into this year and preparing for 2026.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's very optimistic, but we can't just sit back just because Trump won and we took control of Congress. We've got a lot of work to do, and we need to continue to work on our elected officials here in Michigan. We have a lot of people, and it's something that's been a little bit of a it's caused me a little bit of consternation up here versus what we had down in Virginia, where we have a lot of people up here who run as Republicans, but they don't really do anything for Republicans, if you know what I mean.
They
can win with an R behind their name, but once they get that win, that big win, they don't really listen to us very much. They don't particularly entertain our ideas. So We need to work on a lot of those folks. I personally would like to see, you know, the state party. I would like to see something similar to what we had down in Virginia, where we had, you know, if you wanted to run as a Republican, you literally needed the blessing of the local committee. You couldn't just run for what they call the Board of Supervisors down there as our county commissioners. You couldn't just run, for instance, for county supervisor down there without the blessing of the committee. If you didn't get that blessing, then you can run as you're welcome to run as a Republican or as a Democrat or an independent, but you're not going to run as a Republican.
And you can't run with that R behind your name if the local party did not actually endorse you. Is that what you're saying?
That is correct. And actually, there was a form to fill out the committee had to submit a form to the local clerk down there in order for you to be able to put an R behind your name.
Mm.
And we don't have that here. We've had some people here in Crawford County that ran, for various offices, and they're really not Republicans, but they know they can't win without an R behind their name. So, and we can't stop them. So why is that? Why does the state get to dictate to us how we can run our party?
Absolutely. Especially, like you say, at the county level, when you're dealing with, you know, county administrators, county commissioners, registered of deeds, your county clerks, the prosecutors, the sheriff. At the county level, Cam, we should have a say and force them to not only be a Republican, but also my biggest thing, how many of them actually end up being dues-paying members and actually start attending monthly meetings with you guys?
Well, that's been an issue with us, and we've had some success. And I will say this, at our last executive committee meeting, the one where I was elected, we had a number of our elected officials there that ran as Republicans. So they are starting to participate, and that's good. That's a good thing. We need to have a relationship with our elected officials so that when we have issues we want their help with, then, you know, they know that if they help us, we'll help them.
Absolutely. Have a relationship, dialogue, and be able to get some help on certain issues, especially if it affects the community as a whole. So, well, listen, I know you're traveling, and I sent you a picture of what it looks like out the studio. You've been down south a little bit. You haven't been probably exposed to this winter weather, but that's what you're driving back to right now?
Yep, and I'm fully prepared. So when we get back, I'm sure I'll be plowing, shoveling, and everything else.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, appreciate it. I'm looking forward to meeting you down there at the event. Again, folks, it is going to be on Friday, January 24th. It's 3 weeks from tonight, 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. It's at Houghton Lake. We have all the details on a flyer as well as their website. Just text me DANCE, D-A-N-C-E, and I'll send you the flyer. I'll send you the link to get your tickets. And Cam, you have safe travel, sir, and we'll see you on the 24th.
Okay, Randy, thank you very much. Thanks for having me on, and we'll see you on the 24th.
Okay, sir. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Final segment of hour number one. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
These are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds. I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With RVPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
That own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last segment of hour number one. Again, if you would like the flyer and the link to the website, just text me dance and I'll send you the information so that you can come party with us 3 weeks from tonight in Houghton Lake. Great little banquet center they have down there. I have the address, all the information, also the link for you to be able to purchase your tickets online. And be able to come raise some money for the Crawford County Republican Party and party. We're going to party, not a lot of politics. We're going to have fun and looking forward to providing the music for everybody to dance to. So we're going to have a great time. Looking forward to that. Again, just text me dance and I'll send you the information. I mentioned in the first segment of today's first hour that we would be doing prayers in this segment. So if you have any prayer requests, I have received a couple of them already. Text me, 231-360-5140. Text me your prayer request, and we'll get it into this segment right now. Nancy in Cedarville, and I had mentioned this in the first hour, and absolutely agree with this prayer request that she has. Father God, we ask that by the end of today, Lord, this Friday, January 3rd, at the end of the legislative day in Washington, D.C., that we have Speaker Johnson confirmed to continue to be the Speaker of the House of Representatives in Congress. Father, we ask that this is necessary for this election process to be held today for this new Congress that goes into session today. We ask that they start off showing unity on the Republican side. Perhaps any Democrats who want to cross over and support the Speaker. But Lord, we ask that they vote for Mike Johnson. He is Donald Trump's endorsed candidate for Speaker. And out of respect to the incoming president and to his agenda, Father, we ask that they vote for Mike Johnson to be the Speaker. We need this, Lord, for Monday for the Electoral College process to take place, so that we can then go to a transition of peaceful transition of power to Donald Trump and J.D. Vance on Monday, January 20th. Father, we ask that you touch their hearts, you give them peace and your divine providence, and ask that they vote for Mike Johnson and confirm him as Speaker. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Got another prayer request from Alan. He said, Randy, if you guys could please pray for my wife, Helen. She's having some health issues that we are waiting to get response from the doctor as to whether or not she's actually has some cancer going on in her body. So, Father, we ask that you put your hand on Alan and his wife, Helen, that you give them peace, that whatever your divine plan is for Helen and her body, that you perform the miracle of basically restoring her to perfect health. Whatever the plan is, Father, if it does lead to any type of medical procedures, we ask that you guide them and direct them to the right doctors to get the right advice and treatment, and that if any type of surgeries or medical procedures are carried out, that your hand is there, your healing hand, your providence, your peace, and that everything goes successful and that Helen is fully restored to your greatness that you have planned for Helen. So, Father, we ask that you do this, and we ask in Jesus' name, amen. Another prayer request that just came in. This, okay, I'm going to make sure I get this right. Okay, they'll be traveling. Okay, got it. Okay, Dave in Sheboygan, so they'll be traveling downstate, and they would ask that the parties going with them are able to get to their home. They're going to be riding together, and they are fighting a snowstorm right now in the western part of the UP, and ask for safe travels as they head downstate. So we greatly come to you, Father, and request that you put your hand on their vehicles, you protect them, you shield them, and you provide them the ability to travel safely to Sheboygan, and then the family can be united and travel downstate and travel safely this weekend. We ask this in your son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. I understand we just had an EAS interruption on 97.7. Kind of ironic. That's interesting. We'll put that one down in the notebook and store it away. But this is something we're going to do every day for 2025. So if you have any prayer requests, text them to me. I will ask for the prayer requests as we head into the segment. It'll change every hour depending on our lineup of guests and people that we will be interviewing and having on the show. I plan to reach out to all of the candidates running for the chairmanship position for Michigan Republican Party. So far announced, Michonne Maddock, Senator Jim Runstad. We found out also that we just got a political consultant, Scott Greenlee, is in the race, and others have thrown their hat in as well. This will be determined at the state convention down at the Huntington Place, formerly known as Cobo Hall in Detroit, February 21st and 22nd. Vicki and I will be going down as voting delegates. Dar Rendon, the chair, has asked me to be parliamentarian for Friday night district caucuses. So we'll be doing that and keep you guys in the loop. We'll have him on the show here soon. History lesson with Pastor Chatfield next. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2.